The Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
That's not good. So we were talking about animal names. Like, what do you call a group of animals? It's like certain animals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My favorite right now is a wake of buzzards, which makes perfect sense.
It totally does. That makes.
It's an intrusion of cockroaches.
Ooh. Yeah. A murder of crows.
Murder of crows. A charm of finches. A cast of falcons.
That one's cool. A cast of falcons.
Cast of falcons. What do you call a bunch of giraffes?
Too tall?
A tower. A tower of giraffes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my.
An implausibility of news. It's an implausibility of news. That's gnews.
Gnews?
Gnews. Oh. Yeah, there's good gnews, there's bad gnews, and then there's fake gnews. But all of it is the implausibility of gnews. A leash of greyhounds? Come on. Come on!
Alicia?
A leash.
Oh.
Right? Because
what?
Well, they can't run if they're on a leash.
That is true.
But, now I'm not sure that these are right, because you know what a bunch of lizards are called?
What?
It sounds like a joke. I will even make you guess. What do you think a group of lizards is called?
Geckos? No, I don't know.
No, those are a type of lizard.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that this is the name of it.
I'm not going to be able to guess this. I don't know.
A lounge of lizards.
Oh, no.
A lounge of lizards. Come on, man. Lounge of lizards?
I don't think this is right. This is going to be like... What's the next one on there?
A scourge of mosquitoes.
Scourge. There be mosquitoes.
I mean, some of these I know are true, like a bouquet of pheasants.
Yeah.
A prickle of porcupines is one that makes totally sense.
Yeah.
I know that crash of rhinos, like rhinoceroses?
Rhinos?
Rhinos. Horny devils. They're called either a crash of rhinos or a stubbornness of rhinos.
Okay.
Cluster of spiders.
That gets really like.
Yes. And the best one, besides lounge of lizards, that's so good. So
a lounge
good.
Of lizards.
A lounge of lizards.
Welcome to the lounge of lizards.
Yes. Zebras. They can be called a zeal of zebras, a crossing of zebras, cohorts of zebras, or herd of zebras, or a dazzle of zebras.
That's a dazzle of zebras.
Which ones do you think you'd like the best? You like the Tower of Giraffes?
I think I like
the Lounge of Lizards. I mean, that's spectacular.
That one's good.
A Wake of Buzzards. I mean, that one's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're just out of wake because that's what buzzards do.
And it was delicious.
Yeah. So before the break, I was talking about how I am a believer that Carmelo Anthony would be a perfect part of the Nuggets that could take them to be a playoff contender in the West. And then I read an article from the New York Post and I realized it is never going to happen. Never going to happen. Do you want to know why? Do you know what the problem that the New York Knicks have with Carmelo Anthony, besides his no-trade clause and the fact that they can't do anything because he's just a big drain? His contract. He signed a max deal with New York like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So he still has $54 million and 2 years left on his contract. So That means you're paying him basically $26 million. That's what the Golden State Warriors paid for Kevin Durant. Now, the question is, do the Denver Nuggets want to be on the hook for $54.1 million? Because this is all guaranteed. I mean, there's all sorts of things that would have to happen. First of all, Carmelo would have to waive his no-trade clause specifically to come to Denver. Not sure that's going to happen. But you never know. Lala might want to kick him out. They've been having a little problem ever since Carmelo might have strayed a little bit. That's the rumors coming out of New York. So, that pretty much throws that out of the water. But you are seeing Chris Paul is coming in.
Well, they have a lot of money to spend, don't they?
Yes, but they would rather spend it on someone who's not 33.
That's true.
And
very true.
Actually, you would be a funny trade.
Gallinari.
Gallinari and what's his head? The other guy.
Wilson Chandler?
Yeah, Wilson Chandler. I like Wilson Chandler, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him as a person. I like him as a basketball player. I just wish he could stop being injured. But, yeah, just trade Danilo Gallinari and like, Hibbert to the Knicks
for Anthony.
Carmella.
It's the reverse trade at the end.
Yes. We can only fantasize about this because it's just not going to happen. Carmelo does not want to come here, and I am pretty sure that the Nuggets have moved on from Carmelo. I'm quite certain. One thing I do know about the Cronkies is that they do have a long memory. They are not above remembering the people who have wronged them and then making sure that they don't have any other dealings with them. So I just don't see it happening, but I'm telling you right now, Melo and Jokic, because Jokic is a better player than Porzingis is. He's a better passer. Like, Porzingis at 7'2 definitely has, you know, a lot of things going for him, but he's not the passer that Jokic is. So think of that front line. If you had, you know, you had Plumlee, you have Jokic, and you had Carmelo Anthony along with Jamal Murray and Gary Harris, or Moutier and Harris, or Moutier and Jamal Murray. Now, that's starting to look like a little something you could do something with.
A little something.
You know, I think that's a team that could play with a lot of those other. I mean, who, you know, Golden State can't win here. It doesn't seem like. They've lost the last 2 years.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, so, you know, I still advocate for that, and I hope it happens, and I hope that there's someone out there that hears me and maybe decides to, you know, maybe just gauge interest. You know, the more I think about it, the more I think about that if Carmelo came back, the fans here would be happy about it. I mean, he was here. Do you realize that he was here for 8 years? I mean, that's a lengthy career for a lot of guys.
Made the playoffs every year with him.
Made the playoffs every year with him. LeBron James watched the first playoffs in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, listen, don't you want to get back to the playoffs?
Come back to Denver.
Come back to Denver, baby. Come back to Denver. Make Chauncey Billups the head coach.
Do actually, it. Ooh, Chauncey the head coach?
He wants to be a GM.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire.